Blog Talk Radio.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead. You need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways,
Abe Lincoln said the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vex us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the closet than clean it, it's the sign that judgment of God is gonna fall. If there's ever been a time to rise up, church, it's now. And as the blood-bought saints of the living God proclaim, that it's time to sound the alarm from the church house to the White House and say, we want God in America again. America to stand up and proclaim that one nation under God is our demand, and send this evil lifestyle back to Satan where it came from, and let the Word of God revive our dying land. For Jesus Christ is coming back again in all His glory, and every eye shall see Him on that day. That's why a new anointing of God's power is coming on us, to boldly tell the world you must be saved. Because astrology won't save you. Your horoscope won't save you. The Bible says these things are all a farce. If you're born again, you don't need to look to the stars for your answers, because you can look to the very one who made those stars. History tells us time and time again, to live like there's no God makes you a fool. If you want to see kids live right, stop handing out condoms and start handing out the Word of God in school. The only hope for America.
All right. Good evening,
everyone. How you doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. It's July 22nd, the year 2015. It's 6 p.m. Wednesday here in North Carolina. How is everybody tonight? I hope you're doing well. Another hot July day. Let me tell you, it doesn't get any better than the hot weather we have down here. My goodness. It wasn't as humid today. We got a little bit of rain yesterday. I like the overcast days when it's cloudy, you know? I mean, I like it when it's sunny out, but I don't like the heat because the sun is so powerful. You know, when I went up to my grandmother's funeral a few years ago in June in the northern part of Vermont near the Canadian border, it was like 81 degrees. The sun was out. It was bright. It was sunny. And we all stood out there talking. And you know what? It wasn't hot. The sun didn't bother you. It felt good. Down here, you stand out in the sun. I'll tell you something. I think I used this example before in the past. You know how hot it is in the sun down here? Turn your oven on to about 350 degrees. Open the door and stick your head in there for about 10 seconds. That's how hot it is down here in the sun. Let me tell you, you can't even think. The sweat just comes rolling off of you. But anyway, today was a good day for me. We went grocery shopping today, my family and I. And my son wanted Oreo cookies. And he wants the mint. He wants the peanut butter cup. He wants this. He wants four packages of Oreo cookies. And I'm thinking, oh, God, so I have to give in to him because I'm in a rush here. I got to get back and do the show, you know. So we throw it in the carriage. Well, guess what? The grocery store down here has a giveaway, okay, every day. And if you buy four of the same item to be the giveaway, you are the winner for that day. And they give you $100 worth of free groceries. Well, guess what? Those Oreo cookies that my son wanted, we got $100 of free groceries today at the grocery store. The first time my little boy has ever won anything. So today's my lucky day. So anyone got any lottery tickets, any numbers here? I'm going to give you some lottery. So listen to my numbers because you're probably going to win. Today's my lucky day. No, it's really my son's lucky day. But yeah, and they, of course, you know, they announce it over the intercom. Food Lion Shoppers. We got a winner today, and, you know, as sometimes nobody wins. We just happened to get that particular product. He chose that product for some reason. And I don't even think he likes Oreo cookies, to be honest with you. But he saw them, and he wanted all four of them. He wanted all four kinds, and we had to throw it in the basket. And I'm like, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? I don't like Oreo cookies. But, you know, so we went ahead and put them in there, and the cashier rung them up, and boom. There it was. We won. $100 worth of free groceries. So today was a good day for us. My son was a winner. You know, so he's a lucky little guy today. Of course, when they announced the winner, he's looking for a surprise. He said, "Where's my surprise?" He doesn't know. We, you know, hey, I just got $100 taken off the grocery bill. Take it easy. But so we're going to have to get him a surprise later on in the week, you know. But because he saved me $100 in food, groceries today. So, you know, I'll give a shout out to my little boy, Joseph. He did good today. He saved his father $100. But anyway, to get to more serious issues, to what's going on, you know, there's a lot of important stories out there. I told you that I was tipped off on a story. I was sent an email. I don't ever give up my sources or say where they come from. But the veterans and anyone receiving Social Security benefits are going to have their guns confiscated. Well, not confiscated right now, but in the near future, they're going to be entered into the NCIS system and not allowed to buy firearms, which is, you know, a lot of people are in uproar about that. So that is a true story, and I'm going to touch base on that in a little while here. But I wanted to read a story that I saw today that I think is very interesting, because this is what we're coming to with these neighborhood associations and all this nonsense we have out there. This is one story that I saw today. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you real quick. Government officials in Cobb County Georgia are threatening a family with a fine for parking too many cars in their own driveway. The Ovidio family were hit with the violation notice after local bureaucrats acted on an anonymous complaint that there were four cars parked on the property. Wow. Big criminals there, huh? Wow. What a threat to society. Four cars in their driveway? Wow. Look out, people. That's dangerous. Lock your doors tonight. Anyway, local ordinance rules, which were recently changed, mandate that a maximum of two cars be parked at any one time. Who sits around thinking of these types of things? Let me tell you. Who sits around making these silly little rules? The family has relatives visiting, and their two kids are home from college. But this explanation wasn't enough to prevent them getting a visit from code enforcement officials last week. I am angry, and I am beyond angry. I don't see how the government can tell me whose cars I could park in my own driveway, Kim Ovidio told WSB/TV News 2. After the story was covered by local news media, county officials decided to allow the infraction to slide. We're going to let you slide. Slaves. But they have warned the family that fines will be imposed next summer unless the family obtains an expensive permit to park four cars on the driveway. The fact that my kids are home from college, and now I am a lawbreaker, I guess, said neighbor Mark Talley, who also has three cars parked on his driveway. That mean criminal. What a mean criminal he is. He has three cars parked in his driveway. Folks, we need to get on this. What a mean criminal. An official stressed that the rules are based on conservation, a nod to draconian Agenda 21-style mandates, which local governments are imposing in line with United Nations recommendations based on environmental substantial rules, which in many cases threaten to violate property rights. Earlier this year, lawmakers in Texas introduced legislation in an effort to prevent local legislators from participating in the scheme, with GOP State Senator Bob Hall speaking of the necessity to target city organizations and cities that are adapting the UN programs. The enforcement of petty and unreasonable ordinance codes by local authorities is often a sore point for Americans who simply wish to be left alone. Back in April, we reported on a Utah family that was ordered to dismantle a temporary cardboard castle that a father had built for his kids in his own front yard. Well, what do you think about that, folks? We're not adopting this as a subject tonight. This is just one of the news stories that I wanted to read to you. And this was out of Cobb County, Georgia. So that's pretty interesting, huh? What would you do, people, if the code enforcement officials knocked on your door and told you, hey, you got three cars in your driveway. What's going on here? You need to get rid of one of them. Well, what if one of them was yours, your husband's, and your daughter's, and then you still had your son coming home? What are you going to do? And they're ready to write you out a fine that's $1,500. And guess what? You don't pay that fine. You know what happens? They'll slap a lien on your property. Once that lien goes on your property, accrues interest. You got so much time to pay. And then you know what happens? Foreclose. They come with the nails and the sign. Foreclose. You know? And then if you don't want to go, guess what? They got the boys with the guns. They're ready to come. You know, the ones with the lights on the top of their cars, call police. They're ready to come, too. So if you don't want to get out, they're coming. Oh, you still don't want to go? Well, we know what happened in Waco, right? We know what happened in Ruby Ridge, right? If you don't, you've been living in a cave for the last 20 years. But guess what? So this is one of the things I'm trying to bring about here. We need to wake up, folks. We need to start doing something, participating, speaking your mind. You know what? I know you're busy. You got a job to do. You got bills to pay. But you know what? It really doesn't matter. Because, you know, when you see your neighbor getting dragged off and you say, oh, glad that's not me. And then you see your other neighbor getting dragged off. Oh, I'm glad that's not me. And then all of a sudden they come and drag you off. Guess what? Who are you going to cry to? Everyone else is gone. It's just you left now. The little boy that cried wolf, nobody's going to come help him now, right? So, you know, that's why I'm concerned about these types of issues, because we all need to take some sort of action. Hey, listen, I'm not saying be radical or act stupid or be silly. All I'm saying is pay attention and start, you know, doing something about this. These types of things that are happening are going to eventually affect you down the road. I know someone, a caller, who's one of my relatives, asked me last week, hey, I saw a story about the microchip story, you know, where they're going to start implanting microchips in people. School children, they got to scan their hands now to buy lunch. You know, and getting that acclimated into their head that it's okay to scan, you know, your hand, your forehead, your right hand to buy or sell. And we know the Bible talks about that, right? I mean, if you've been following me and listening, we know buy or sell. You got to buy or sell with your right hand. And so we know what's going on in society today, but what are you doing? Hey, listen, I know some people out there are sick. They can't do much. But you know what? You're still able to see, you're able to hear, and you're able to talk. Pick up that phone and call your senator. Call your congressman. You know what? You're sitting around bored one night? Write a letter. You know? Contribute. Do something. That's all I'm saying. That's the only thing I'm trying to say, and that's the purpose of this show, is understanding the times in which we live in, and all I'm trying to do is bring attention to these facts, and I'm giving everyone a platform to talk about what's on their mind or what concerns them today. I did a little advertising today about this program, and I'm going to start really starting to pick it up. Like I said, I'm still new to this. I don't even really know how to work the studio too much. That's, you know, they emailed me. Because, you know, it's a big program, and you got to program things, put pictures up, paste this, copy and paste that. You know, so I'm still trying to learn the studio. And eventually I'm going to get it, and we're going to go full speed ahead. We're going to start tackling these issues. And some of my family members, who I am so thankful for, have emailed me and said, hey, Joe, this would be a good story. Why don't you look into this? You know what? That means they're listening, and I like that. You know what? Because I'll come to their aid and their help when they need it. So all those fly-by-night people who don't have time for me or my friends, my so-called friends out there, I have more strangers listening to this program than I do family and friends. Isn't that sad? Because let me tell you, I have a lot of family out there who can participate, who can contribute to this show, but they do not because they're busy. You know, they're busy. Why? Well, I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. Okay, well, I understand that. But go back and listen to the show later on. Download it. You know, I have more strangers emailing me, asking me questions about what I was talking about that night than I do my own friends and family. Now, I'm going to say one thing, though. The first show I did, I told every family member I had. And you know what? That is the most popular show that I have, according to my stat sheet so far. It has more downloads and hits than any other show I've done. So what's that tell you? It means that what my family has to share on this show, a lot of people are interested in, and a lot of people want to hear what you have to say. So thank you, because I'm not lying to you. Anyone wants a printout of the stat sheet, the ratings, I'll be more than happy to send it to you, email it to you. I get a rating every day, every 24 hours, stat sheet of what last night's show did and who listened and how many people listened, how many people downloaded, and whether it was through their browser or through their smartphone or they listened live or they just went ahead and called in and asked a question. All that's broken down on a stat sheet. Pretty interesting, actually. So I can get up to the date stats on how this show is doing. And that's very important because, you know what? I want to be able, like I told you from the beginning, my goal is to make this the most popular show on the internet today. And we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. That means when we speak or when we talk or when we ask questions, people are going to pay attention. And that's what I'm trying to do here. And without you, I have no show. Like I said in previous nights, I'm going to repeat it one more time. Without you, I'm nothing. So those of you who support this show and who want to contribute, thank you very much, and I appreciate it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I've scanned the internet and other radio talk shows, like there's one in California, and this show, you know, broadcasts on the radio in California. We don't live in California, so we can't get the FM station that it's on, okay? But it does. It does broadcast live on the radio in California. It's a small station. It's not large. It's not a national syndicate radio station, but it is live on the radio. I believe it's 94.5 out in California. So those of you listening on 94.5, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And then you have the downloaded podcast. You have the podcast. And then you have the internet where they can go to my website and click and listen. And then I give out a phone number where people can call in and listen. And I'm sorry, but I can only handle about 50 calls on that line at a time. Okay? So what we've got going on here is tonight is we've got one question here already. Someone has a question, and somebody's calling me on my live line, and I can't answer that. But I'm going to go ahead and put them through, pass them through. Hello, how you doing tonight? How you doing? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, Bridget. How you doing?
Yes, I can hear you. This is Bridget from
okay.
Reidsville, North
All
Carolina.
All right, how you doing?
I'm okay.
What do you got to say?
Just a comment on that story that you were just talking about the cars, the people that are going to get fined because they have too many cars in their driveway. I think it's a shame that they have to deal with it. I think it's a shame that any of us have to deal with it because I think we as Americans shouldn't have to deal with that type of stuff. But the problem is everybody's so distracted with things that don't matter. They don't realize that they're slowly taking our freedoms away. The government wants to control us. And
yeah.
You talk to some people and they'll say, oh, we're still free. Not really. I mean, they have laws that you don't even know we have. They have a law, and right now I can't remember what it's called, but they have a law that's actually passed saying that they can come get you and detain you indefinitely without a trial for no reason at all. And I'm really trying to rack my brain and remember what it's called because I used to know what it was called.
I have that written. Well, it's the enemy combatant law, and all Americans are considered enemy combatants because, you see, we're not going to get into that. That's like a deep educational show where a lot of people would be bored. But the fact of the matter is you're not really, like people say, I paid off my house, I own it. Guess what? You don't own your property technically. If you have a warranty deed, you don't own your property. You pay rent. Okay, and that's called a property tax. And they say, well, that's a good thing. It helps people. No. You don't own your land. And that's why code enforcement, and they can go around and tell you how much you can build, how it's going to, you know, what you can build, where you can put your septic system, where you can put your well, and that is what, you don't own your land. If you think you do, you're badly mistaken. Now, you can, it's very rare, but I've seen it, and I've looked into it, but man, it is a gamble. I'm going to tell you that right now. So those of you who think you can do it, I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't want to do it because it's a big chance, and I have a family to think about. You can try to obtain a land allodial or a land patent where you own your property outright. You don't ever have to pay property tax to the king, okay? You don't ever have to pay property tax ever again. If you can obtain a land allodial or a land patent. Look it up. It's true. But you have to go to court and like, give a statement of facts. And there's so many things. They make you jump through so many hoops. And if you do obtain it, you're free and clear. And guess what? That means no one can ever come on that land without your permission. You are king of that land. Today, folks, fire department can come on your land, Duke Energy. Oh, you have Duke Power down here. Duke Energy can come on your land. Anyone can come on your land. You think you own it, but you don't. Don't pay your taxes for 3 years. See how long you own it, okay? You don't own your land. You're a renter. You are a renter. Okay? And people say, well, so what? I got to pay taxes. Everyone's got to pay something. No, 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 no. Then you don't own it. You don't. Why should you continue to pay for something? You shouldn't have to continue to pay for something if you bought and paid for it already. You know, if you bought it from a bank, 30 years of a mortgage, why should you have to pay anything after that? People in the state of Connecticut, if they owned 1.2 acres like I do, you know how much your taxes would be? Thousands. Thousands of dollars. You know? But that's the point I'm trying to get across. You're not free. You're nowhere near close. And if you don't believe me and think I'm crazy, look it up. It's all there. You can even go down to the county and get the archived records if you want. You don't own the house or land you have. The state owns it. You only manage that property. You pay taxes. You do what you're told. And you're not. And you know what? You want to put a boat on your property? You better make sure it's okay first. You want to put a fence up around your property? You better make sure it's okay with the king down at the county or down at the town hall. Better make sure it's okay. And if people don't want to hear that, I'm sorry. That's the truth. You know what? You don't own anything. And if you don't believe me, go look up. It's only like a page and a half long. It's a real simple law. Go look up House Resolution 192. It explains it in point-blank terms. You don't own anything, and you're not allowed to own anything. Okay? So if you think I'm fooling around or I'm joking, go look it up. But anyway, Bridget, you got anything else to add tonight or got any other questions?
Yes, actually, I do. Deb actually came out with another video of a Planned Parenthood worker talking about selling aborted baby parts, and then she's joking about buying a Lamborghini, and she's joking about buying this and joking about buying that. So I really like everybody that's listening needs to really, really start working to sign petitions to get Planned Parenthood defunded, because right now you're paying for what they're doing with your taxes.
Yeah.
Because they are federally funded.
Isn't it sad?
And I think it's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, Bridget, I thank you very much for your input. And like always, you're a supporter of this show, and I appreciate it. Because without you, I really don't have a show. So thank you for your input. I got someone else who's got a question, so I'm going to go ahead and put them through. But thanks, Bridget. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
This must be the someone else.
You. I got someone else on the line now. You.
Okay. The phone connection is pretty bad. I don't have a question. I just want to comment a little bit about what Bridget said. And I've been listening and reading, too. And Planned Parenthood receives $500 million a year from the United States government to operate. Their original start was from the Nazis. The Nazis used to do the same thing to people, and the Nazis actually made lampshades out of some people's skin, and that's where Planned Parenthood originated from the Nazis. I believe the name was Margaret Singer or Margaret Sanger or something like that. She was
Margaret Singer. Bridget knows a lot about that actually.
Okay, well, I'm just reiterating what I learned, and they are selling the tissues, the body parts, but their statement is that they are not selling them, they are donating them, and all they want are their costs, which, you know, it's against federal law also to sell body parts, but evidently they're getting away with it. Now, Obama can light up the White House for gay people. Why isn't he doing something about this? Hello?
Yes, I'm on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, that was it. That was my statement, and that's all I need to say right now.
I know. I understand. I'm sorry. But there's several people trying to click. They don't follow instructions very well. Call the show, not my number. But anyway, thank you.
That must have been what it was. Your phone was cutting out. Someone was calling you.
Yeah, that's what happens. They don't follow instructions too well because, you know, they're too busy running around doing other things instead of paying attention to the person they're actually talking to, you know? We've had that discussion.
As far as instructions go, if I press 1 now, I'll again be muted, correct?
Yes. If you press one time on my screen, a question mark comes up. That means you have a question. If you press 1 again, you withdraw your question.
Okay, but is my phone muted? Would my phone be muted when I press 1?
Yes, it'll be muted again.
I'm done for this evening unless I have something else to throw in there. Keep going.
All right. Thank you very much for your comment tonight. I really appreciate it. And those people that participate, you know, I thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And the people that don't pay attention, you know, shame on you. You know, you really disrupt the program because I know the people that are trying to get a hold of me right now. You know, pay attention to what the hell I'm telling you. I mean, and I know one of them's not a family member. It was a stranger that I talked to, you know. Take the cell phone out of your ass and start paying attention to what people tell you. And that's one of the things we need to talk about tonight is that these people, all they care about is their cell phone. If they lose their cell phone, they go nuts, you know, and nobody's paying attention. They're all driving 55 miles an hour down the highway, text messaging each other, you know, or you're sitting at Dunkin' Donuts, right? And you got two people sitting across the table from each other, and instead of talking to each other, text messaging each other. Wake up, people. Wake up. Wake up. Anyway, I told you last night what I was going to try to do was investigate this story about the veterans. So I have several phone numbers here that I researched today, and we're going to ask them about this new policy that's coming out. That's where veterans are not allowed to own guns. I'm not going to contact the Social Security Administration because they're closed, and I'm going to tell you right now, I never get a hold of anybody there. And those of you who know what I'm talking about know. It's impossible to get a hold of a live person. But the VA, I believe we can get a hold of somebody. So I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot tonight while I have so many live callers online, and we're going to ask them about this new policy. And hey, that person that emailed me about this, thank you very much, because this is a serious issue, because this is the beginning of tyranny, and we really need to get to the bottom of this. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to contact the Veterans Office in Greensboro, North Carolina. They're open until 7 p.m. It's a little after 6 here, so I'm going to contact them right now and ask them about this, what's going on with this new policy that they have, where they're going to contact the FBI to know if this particular veteran owns any firearms. And that really violates HIPAA laws. So let's get them on the line. I can't get nobody there. Sorry. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and try this other number here. Try it one more time.
Referral service for veterans and their families. If this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911.
I do have somebody on the line, actually.
Thank you. All agents are currently visiting other callers. Your call is important.
All right. Let's go to the other number there that I have where I can get the crisis line. Maybe I can talk to somebody human. You know, you got to talk to voicemails nowadays. That's the problem. Okay. Let's call this number right here, and then we'll ask them if they can connect me to the proper place here, because this is a very important story that we need to really look into, and hopefully we can get some answers tonight, okay? So, and the people that emailed me, I know you're listening tonight, so I appreciate that, and we're going to try to get a hold of somebody live.
You have reached the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, also serving the Veterans Crisis Line. Para español, oprima el número dos. If you are in emotional distress or suicidal crisis or are concerned about someone who might be, we are here to help. If you are a U.S. military veteran or current service member or are calling about one, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please hold on while we route your call to the nearest crisis center in our network.
Let's
Your
do that.
Call is
please
being
get
routed.
Somebody live.
Please hold.
Yeah, hurry up, will you? All right, they got the music playing, guys, so hopefully we can talk to someone human and get an answer, okay? So just be patient with me. Live
oh,
that's callers,
helpful.
I got... Hello, hey, how
Hello.
You doing? Hello, can
Hi.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can.
I got a question. Yeah, I have a question for you. It's something that really concerns me. What's this deal that the veterans and Social... I know you don't handle Social Security, but so we won't mention that, but it's tied in. I read a story in the past couple of days where veterans like myself and my family members that you guys are going to contact the FBI and let them know if I own any firearms or not. What's going on with that?
No, I'm sorry. We're a civilian crisis line, and somehow there's a line from the VA that gets shunted over to ours now and again. And so you need to call another line. You could try this one again and see if you can get through, or I can give you, I guess, their national number.
Can you give me their national number?
Yeah, let me give that to you. It's 1-800.
1-800.
827.
827?
Yeah, 1000. 1000.
Okay. I mean, so what are you? You're the civilians? National hotline.
Yeah, we're a hotline for crisis people who are, you know, going through some sort of crisis like suicide or something like that. And for and that's why I have the VA numbers in front of me, because we get a lot of VA calls, because somehow that line gets shunted into ours every once in a while.
Oh, okay. All right, just another screw up, I guess.
But, yeah, I'm a veteran myself, and I haven't heard anything like that, so I don't know if that's just some kind of a rumor going around or what. But
I read the story. I read the story. It was in a news media outlet, and I'm concerned about that because, you know, I don't want the FBI kicking down my door because I own a .45 caliber pistol. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it doesn't sound right, though. You give them a call and see what they say, but that doesn't sound quite right to me.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your time. Nope.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. All right, folks. As you see, I got the VA, that crisis line on the phone there, and he doesn't know what I'm talking about, but you hear what he said? He heard about it, right? He heard about it, but it doesn't make sense to him. Yeah, okay, whatever you say. All right. But anyway, another bureaucratic screw-up there. See, if I was somebody in trouble and I'm trying to get information, you can never get the truth, can you? Well, he gave me a number to call, so we're going to take his advice for my listeners out there, and we're going to call that listener tonight. I mean, that phone number he gave me, excuse me, I'm sorry. But we're going to call that number and see what information they can give us. And I'm going to get to the bottom of this, folks, because this is very serious. This is an important issue that we really need to address. 1-800, he told me. 1-800-827-827-1000. Okay, we'll see if we can get an answer tonight from somebody. Go ahead and dial it.
Welcome to the Department of Veterans Affairs Telephone Assistance Service. For VA information via the Internet, please visit our website at www.va.gov.
Yeah.
Effective March 24, 2015, VA regulations require that all claimants filing for disability compensation, pension, and survivor benefits use VA's standard form. To download the forms and get additional information, please
listen
log in to www.benefits.va.gov and click
somebody?
On Applying for Benefits on the left-hand side.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
If you are calling from a touch-tone phone, please press 1. If you're calling from a rotary phone, please stay on the line.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on the line because I ain't pressing anything. I want to talk to somebody. I don't need your menu.
Speak?
Hello?
That is not a valid selection. Please try again.
You may
what do
speak.
Do, hang up on me?
That is not a valid selection. Please try again. We're sorry you are having trouble. Please hold while we transfer your call. Your call may be monitored or recorded to evaluate the quality of our service to you. We apologize for the delay. Due to heavy call volume, your wait may be longer than 20 minutes to speak to a representative.
Oh, my Lord, folks. We're not going to wait that whole 20 minutes, are we? No. Wait. Will you? Hey, folks, this is your crisis hotline for the veterans. There we go. We're going to put them on hold. That's what we're going to do. We're going to mute them right now, okay? And when they come on the air, when I get connected to somebody, a question mark will appear. So we're on hold with the Veterans Crisis Hotline. The guy that I spoke to earlier, this is the number he gave me to obtain the information I wanted. Tell me, folks, do you see what's wrong with America today? Is this what our country is supposed to be all about? Hey, is this why people snap? What if I was a veteran and I was in deep, serious trouble and I needed help, emergency help? They tell you to call this number, right? The Veterans Crisis Hotline, right? Pretty disgusting, isn't it? Well, hey, this is the world we live in. Like I said, the title of this show, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. So, if there's anybody out there, you got a question tonight, I'm going to give this guy about 4 minutes to go ahead and connect with me. If not, like right now, I'm going to give you an example. Say, we're still on hold. You say, we're still on hold, and we'll probably be on hold. And I'm not going to put you guys through something like that. What I'm going to do is, you have, they're open till 7. So what we'll do is we'll call the inspector's office while we're waiting for these people, okay? I want some answers. That's what this show is entitled, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. And this is what we're all about. And we want some answers about this new policy that they've come out with. So we're going to call this last number tonight, and I'm going to assure you, if I don't get any answers tonight, I'm going to work all day and get some answers from my listeners, okay? So let's go ahead and dial this last number here tonight to see what they do for me.
The Department of Veterans Affairs Office of Inspector General Hotline is now closed. The hotline is scheduled to accept telephone calls from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, except only 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays and on federal holidays. We do not accept voicemail. To follow a complaint after hours, visit our website at www.
Okay, guys. All right. They lied on their website. They say they're open until 7 p.m., otherwise I wouldn't have put you through that. So they close at 4, actually. This is what the veterans of our country have to go through. Imagine. You serve your country. You go over to Afghanistan. Built on a lie, because the war is a lie, okay? You go over there and you're fighting for your country. You get your hands or your legs blown off or whatever have you. You're injured. You come back to America and this is what you get. Pretty disgusting, huh? Then you wonder why people are walking around angry, mad, sick and tired of it. Can you blame them? That's why I want to just stay home and avoid people. Because you know what? Some people have a valid reason for snapping. This is all nonsense. If you disagree with me, you can call in. You can click in and tell me so. Or send me an email afterwards. Go live on the air and tell me what you think. But I'm going to tell you right now, for the next couple days, I'm going to get you an answer on this story. This new policy that they have, okay? I promise I will. So I appreciate the people that tuned in tonight. If there's anything on your mind, if you have something to say or something that's bothering you, or if you have a comment, then by all means, go ahead and comment in the chat room. And that's another thing too, listeners. You don't have to call in on the line. There's also an internet connection where you can get really directed to the chat room and you could type your question in and still listen in at the same time. So if you have an internet connection, you can actually connect to the show through the chat room. So So if you're frustrated and you don't think you can get through, because I'm going to tell you right now, I have like 35 callers on the line, and I scroll up and down, and if I miss your call by accident, I'm sorry. I don't mean it. But you can go into the chat room and type also. But I just caught one more here real quick. I'm going to go ahead and connect them, okay? So here he is. I'm going to put him on. Hello, how you doing tonight? You're on the air live.
Hey, afternoon, Joe. Hey,
hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. You're talking about the VA. I had a stepfather that lived in northern New Hampshire, and he needed a bypass. He waited 2.5 years.
Wow.
For his bypass, and ended up dying before they'd get it.
Oh my Lord.
So it's like, if you just think of the people that come back from wars that have, like you just said, major injuries, lost limbs, you know, and they're trying to get just regular medical attention. And, you know, you've heard the rumors of the VA and everything. I mean, you know, it's almost impossible for you to get a hold of them or, you know,
Mike,
if you're a veteran.
Hey, Mike, didn't I just demonstrate that tonight?
That's
I showed
right.
you live
that's
on,
saying.
You know?
And it's like, it's, you know, our president is something that, regardless of if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever you are, a president should be looked up to, should have some
yeah.
prestige, okay? I thought yeah. Ronald Reagan was a good president, a very good president. I even think both of the George Bushes were good presidents. They
yeah.
had a morality that they lived by. This one we have now, I don't know what he is.
I
don't know if whatever, you know, stands for just about everything, but stands for nothing.
I know,
you know, just like the Al Qaeda. He called them a what, JVR squad, or you know,
yeah.
we're playing. I mean, come on, you. Do you think the American people are that stupid?
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, hey, Mike, actually, how your dad would say it, and I know your dad's listening, you know what? They are that stupid, Mike. They are.
Yeah, and he's right. He's right, too, because, you know, that's terrible, Joe. It's just terrible that, you know, just like right now, we don't have any say. And then, you know, my dad's a good one for calling his congressman, and that's a good
yeah.
thing. But you know what? 50,000 people call that guy, and it might
yeah.
not mean it as much as 10. I mean, you know, it just, it, I know, you, what's
Mike,
the saying?
Mike, hey, listen, Mike, you're making a great point, and I know you're disgusted. Like every other American like you, who has lived their life, you are a farmer out in the state of Wisconsin, and you're frustrated. You're sick and tired of seeing what's going on in society today. But you carry on, and you live your life. But you come onto a platform like mine where I'm facing these disgusting issues, like what I look what I just did here 10 minutes ago. I called the VA with a question, and look what I got. Nothing. I got a liar who gave me a phone number to call, and I ended up getting connected to a computer. You know? It's terrible, man. It's disgusting. It really is. And that's why I did that tonight. I want people, and you know what? The people that go back and listen to this show, they're going to see that all these stories where people slander the VA and these veterans who come back injured and they need help, like you said, Mike, where can you find answers? Where can you find help? It's hard, man. And then you wonder why somebody spazzes out and goes crazy. And then people say, oh, what? You know, he was a sick. No. You know what it is? We should pay attention and help each other more. But people don't want to do that. You know, we're all wrapped up in our silly little lives. And that's why, like I say again, This is the title of this show, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. And that's all I'm trying to do is bring the facts forward. Hey, everyone's open. This is an open platform. You can call in, voice your opinion, say what you got to say, and I'm open for it. I give everyone a chance. Hey, Mike, when you call in, what do? I sit back and listen to what you got to say, right? Mike, you still there? Maybe he hung up. I don't know. But anyway, you know, that's what this show is all about. And I want everyone to get a chance to say what's on their mind. I mean, Mike seemed like he was a little upset there about, you know, the program tonight, how I proved thing our VA handles, you know, claims or concerns or questions. Look what I got tonight. I got an answering service. They gave me nothing. Nothing. They gave me no answers tonight. And yes, I'm not injured. I'm not hurt. But what if I was? And I'm a veteran. I came back from Afghanistan. I came back from Iraq. Or I'm a Vietnam veteran from years ago. What have you? Whatever it be. I got no answers tonight, did I? And that's how it is. And you wonder, like on these popular TV shows, these popular radio stations, you know, you get these people calling in, big fancy people. They got these big famous guests. You know what, folks? They're paid. Come on there and call in. Okay? I ask people to come on this show. Let me tell you something. They're scared. They're scared to voice their opinion. We heard that live last week when I called the manager of Walmart and I tricked him on the line. I tricked him. I duped him to get on the line. He didn't know he was live on a radio station. When he found out he was live, you know what he said? I can't comment. I can't comment on that. I'm sorry. I can't do that. No, I won't say anything. But yet you hear all these other radio stations and TV programs, all these guests. It's all a fraud. It's a put-up job, guys. You know what? People that call into this show, you, and you know who you are the real people in this world. You are the real people with courage who stand up and say the right thing and ask the right question. I know you're supporting me because you know me or you heard about me, and I appreciate that, but you have courage. Just like Mike out in Wisconsin. You know what? I could tell. He was very sad. You know, the example that I brought. But you know what? We gotta bring forward this truth, these facts. You know what you do? Instead of watching American Idol tonight or Dancing with the Stars, you know what you do? If you're not too tired or whatever, instead of playing games on the computer, write a letter to your congressman. Write a letter to your senator. You know what? Or call into this show. Give an example. Write a comment on underneath the show title here. Do something, you know, do something to make important voice be heard. And it's not my voice, it's your voice, and that's what this is all about. But, you know, tomorrow night we're going to do this, you know, a similar type of show where we're going to try to combat issues that face us today. You know, and I know some people, like Mike, he seemed a little, you know, upset about, you know, hey, you know, this is the country I live in. This is the country I grew up in. You know, here he is. He's, you know, he's older now. He's, you know, he has problems, medical problems. And I know there's other people listening. They're veterans. They serve this country. And they look, last night I had a new veteran call in, my cousin Alex. He's going into the United States Army for 3.5 years. He called in and gave his experience and what he thought and what his plans and hopes were. Guess what? Sure don't look too good for us. That's why we need to have an awakening. So, you know, I hope everyone enjoyed tonight's broadcast, and I hope it touched people's hearts and awoke some of your eyes. I mean, there's not too much to say, you know. But I appreciate everyone that contributed tonight. I really do. And I thank you very much for tuning in. And tomorrow night at 6 p.m., we're going to tackle the same issues. Tonight was a great show for those who participated. The comments I got in the chat room, I got two chat rooms going. One, I see some comments, and the other, there were some really good comments. I just want to make sure, I want to touch base with my callers, make sure they don't have anything else to add tonight. Hey, Mike, you still there? Mike,
yes,
are
I'm
you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything else to add? I'm sure you heard my closing. Is there anything else you want to say?
No. That was
okay, Mike.
No,
all right, all right. Hey, Mike, that's okay. I appreciate it. I appreciate your contribution. You know, you're a supporter of this show, and I appreciate it. And those other supporters also, I really appreciate it because your calls matter. And when you log into this show, it matters. You know, don't let these fruitcakes get the ratings. Don't let these fruit John the Baptist, you know, the guy who's selling Mary cream or holy water on the other show for $250 a bottle. Don't let those people get the ratings. Don't let those people get the attention. We are talking about the real issues on this show. And I, you know, if you disagree with me, hey, that's fine. But you know what? If you do, or you know what? If you disagree, call in and tell me why. Don't be a coward and type an email. Because I've gotten a couple of those the past few days where people criticize me on YouTube. You know, Google, where they type, you know, you're an idiot and stuff like that. You're a genius. You think you're a genius. You know it all. Well, you know what? Why don't you come on my show and prove me wrong? You know why? Because you can't. But anyway, thank you very much tonight for everyone who's tuned in. I appreciate it. Thank you. I won't tie you up much longer. Hey, listen, tune in tomorrow night, 6 p.m. And thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
George Washington. Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay, names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God in America again. Of the 55 men who formed the Constitution, 52 were active members of their church. Founding fathers like Noah Webster, who wrote the first dictionary, could literally quote the Bible chapter and verse. James Madison said, we've staked our future and our ability to follow the Ten Commandments with all our heart. These men believed you couldn't even call yourself an American if you subvert the Word of God. In his farewell address, Washington said, you can't have national morality apart from religious principle, and it's true. Because right now we have nearly 150,000 kids carrying guns to these war zones we call public schools. In the 40s and 50s, student problems were chewing gum and talking. In the 90s, rape and murder are the trend. The only way this nation can even hope to last this decade is put God in America again.
The only hope for America is Jesus. The only hope for our country is Him. If we repent of our ways, stand firm and say, we need God in America again.
Abe Lincoln said the philosophy of the schoolroom in one generation will be the philosophy of government in the next. So when you eliminate the Word of God from the classroom and politics, you eliminate the nation that Word protects. America is now number one in teen pregnancy and violent crime, number one in illiteracy, drug use, and divorce. Every day a new Holocaust of 5,000 unborn die, while pornography floods our streets like open sewers. America's dead and dying hand is on the threshold of the church, while the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah vexes us all. When it gets to the point where people would rather come out of the... George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, First Chief Justice John Jay. Names synonymous with the spirit of our country, founding fathers of the USA. Over 200 years ago, they shook off the chains of tyranny from Great Britain by divine call. Citing 27 biblical violations, they wrote the Declaration of Independence with liberty and justice for all. But something happened since Jefferson called the Bible the cornerstone for American liberty, then put it in our schools as a light. Or since "Give me liberty or give me death," Patrick Henry said, our country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We eliminated God from the equation of American life, thus eliminating the reason this nation first began. From beyond the grave, I hear the voices of our founding fathers plead, you need God. George Washington.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Without freedom. Tell me now.
Call your mullet.
Gotta be. We're tall enough.
Fashionable fight has drawn the finest people. Where is thy salute?
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you get homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army,
why does it run?
Why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Cowards. Pure cowards they were at that time. Hey, listen, guys, thank you very, very, very much for your support. I mean, it really means a lot to me, and I hope you tune in tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and I'm going to leave you with a little bit more of a closing in my intro and introductions, because it offers a lot of knowledge, and we need to wake up. We really do. We need to wake up, folks, because we're in trouble. America is sick. It's sick. So only you and I and others who believe the same way, together we stand, divided we fall.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
For presenting yourselves on this battlefield. I give you thanks.
This is our army. To join it, you give homage.
I give homage to Scotland. And if this is your army, why does it go?
We didn't come here to fight for them.
Oh, the English are too many.
I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. Killed men by the hundreds. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arms. I am William Wallace. And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live.
Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
This was a good show tonight. Thank you very much for tuning in. You know, I really appreciate the people that support the show and what they have done for the show. People that are really illiterate and don't know how to tune in. Like, even now, I'm getting messages. How do I tune in? What do I do? Where are you? You know, knock it off. Sure, if there's a party up the street, you'd find out real quick. You know how to take selfies and post them, don't you? You know how to make your own little videos, don't you? But anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up tonight. And like I said, you need to tune in tomorrow night. Hey, Bridget, what do you think? Tonight was a good show for you?
Yes, I thought tonight was a good show. I wish that you'd been able to actually get somebody on the line, so maybe you could have got their comments on the story about the veterans and the guns and the. But
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Well, another day.
Well, like I said, hey, listen, like I said, you know what? All these fake supporters out there, like I'm getting messages right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. Oh, what's the link? How do I get on? You know, come on, not that hard. You got on, right?
I got on. I think if they really wanted to get on, they would figure it out. I think they're just trying to be trying to act like, play dumb. They're trying to play dumb.
Yeah.
Because
you
know
what?
I mean,
it's
just
like
not
supporters.
That hard.
It's supporters like you, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate, you know, the other callers that called in tonight, and there were some faithful listeners that really listened all the way to the end, and I appreciate that. But it's the fake ones that just irritate me. You know what? I don't even want you tuning in because your help is not needed. Go away. Go away. Because all you're doing is taking up my time. You know what? You called in with questions and comments, and that's what makes this show so important. You know, and that's why I asked you to tune in here at the end and ask you for your comment and what you thought and your personal opinion because your thoughts and opinion matter because you know what? You stick to the subject. And I've had a couple of people tell me, wow, she's pretty smart. She knows what she's talking about. And that's no lie.
Yeah.
So good
for
you.
Well, that law that I was talking about earlier that I couldn't remember the name of about detaining you indefinitely, that's the National Defense Authorization Act.
There you, bingo.
It was passed
You're right.
under Obama and people need to look it up.
Yeah. Well, listen.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is. Well, hey, listen, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling back in at the end here. And, you know, I hope that happens with everyone. Because, you know, all these other people are sending me a message. What do I do? What number is it? Can you text me the number again? You know what? The hell with you. You know what? Those people who want to find this show and learn something, like Bridget, and who want to contribute, guess what? When we got 100,000 people banging down the doors to talk to us, you know what? I'll remember you. And I will. So, and I'll remember my supporters. So, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we'll
you're
go
welcome.
Ahead and wrap it up with it. What's that?
I said, you're welcome.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we'll go ahead and wrap it up with this last introduction, ending. And thank you. I appreciate it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.